Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby.
Let's get to Simon Eastall from the Freo Dockers. Welcome, mate. Nice of you to join us.
Good evening.
Well, that wasn't so good last week, was it? What have you spoken about this week, Simon?
Yeah, it was a very disappointing performance. It really wasn't the kind of performance that we've seen from the team from the six of the previous 7 weeks of football. So it not a head scratcher, but it was just disappointing both the players, the coaches, our fans, our club in general. It really wasn't a reflection of how we've been going. So we're looking forward to this week putting that game to bed and getting ready for Collingwood on Sunday.
How does Ross review that as a coach? Is he one of those coaches that just lets it go and just says, well, that wasn't us, we won't even review it? Or does he get into the nitty-gritty and really drill down and drill blokes?
It probably is a bit of both worlds, to be honest, Paul. It's sort of certainly were elements of the game that we had to touch on and review as quickly as we possibly could. And once we did that, we've really moved on from it, and it was pretty short, sharp and sweet, and got to the point, and we're moving forward with it.
We've spoken about inconsistencies tonight, and particularly about our own two West Australian teams. Simon, in this market, you know what it's like, having been at both footy clubs, and the difference between both of our teams really good and really bad is a long way apart, and I think both clubs are now searching to try and get that consistency a lot closer together, aren't they?
Certainly is. You would like your losses to be a lot closer if you have to have losses, because it certainly affects that bottom line when it comes to percentage and other elements. But it's also that reflection of how the team's going in terms of our ability to keep fighting out a game when it's not really going to go your way. I mean, we've seen this season how many close games Fremantle have been involved in and how many games we've been able to execute right to the last seconds of the game. We just need to make sure that if teams do get a jump on us, that we can really arrest that momentum and get ourselves back into the game, particularly in a hostile environment like we did in Adelaide on the two occasions we've been there this year.
You've seen a few teams this year, Simon, but how good are Adelaide? Because on the weekend, you know, they scored heavily, but it looked like they were playing in the dry and you guys in the wet.
Yeah, they were to kick a score like they did in wet conditions was a pretty good measure of where they're at as a combined unit. I mean, they've got a very versatile mobile backline. Their midfield is probably not the most glamorous midfield out there, but they're certainly really workmanlike, and they compete hard for the whole four quarters. And their forward line have got that X factor with Charlie Cameron and Eddie Betts there, along with their really strong talls. So it's they're certainly one of the better sides we've played so far this year.
The good part was is that some shining lights. There was some positives. I thought that Weller, Blakely, and Darcy Tucker in particular were they're the young blokes, but I thought they contributed pretty well.
Yeah, they did. Darcy kicked a couple of late goals, and Lockie Weller played on the wing. And Connor continues to play a really strong, have a strong presence inside, and fought right through. At stages we put Brady Gray through the midfield, and he really gave us that bit of hit around the ball that we'd been lacking earlier in the game. And it's encouraging that those young players have got that sort of character and continue to grow as players, and it just means that we've got some strong character for the team in the future.
Smashed without Sandlands, just quickly, is he going to come back into the lineup?
Well, look, he's certainly more likely to come in this week than he was last week. We start training tomorrow, so we'll certainly see where Aaron's at. And he's such an important player in our side. We've seen that over the years. And, I thought while John Griffin really battled hard against Jacobs, who has been, a benchmark ruckman in the competition for a long time, he certainly held his end for periods there, John. But Aaron obviously has that huge presence and has been able to give us first use of the ball.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Simon. Appreciate it. We'll see you in action on the weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.